Off-farm income, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. A recent CoBank report shows 82% of farm household income now comes from off-farm sources. Most farmers cited reliable income as the top reason for off-farm employment, as one half of farm households have negative farm income in a typical year. Health and retirement benefits were also cited as key reasons for off-farm jobs within farm households.
One of the charts that they gave in the first week I was there was a chart that was a little bit
distressing, because it indicated that
89.6% of farms in this country don't generate the majority of income for the farm family that's farming. So that means that those farms, somebody's working off the farm. And I thought to myself, well, we can't say that we've got a completely successful model if only 10% of the folks are able to make a living off what they do and what they love to do. Our task at USDA is to figure out more new and better markets.
And he says the Department of Ag is working to build new markets.
That means traditionally we want to expand exports, because we understand and appreciate how important exports are, and we are in fact doing that. We had a record export year last year, a record export this year. But we can't just depend on that. We've got to have that local and regional food system market opportunity. We have to have the organic value-added proposition, competition and capacity, farmer-owned processing capacities. We need to expand renewable fuels, and we need to figure out ways to reduce costs for farmers. I mean, all of that is going on at USDA.
Only 6.5% of workers in rural counties are employed in agriculture, compared to 15.4% in 1970. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.